Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sanyavari Pastyachade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We're at the Tota Gopinath Temple, and this area we saw as we were entering is a big, like a park or garden. The word Tota means garden, and the area is Yameshwara Tota. As we passed Yameshwara Mahadev, the place where Yamaraj performed his worship of Lord Shiva, is at that Yameshwara Mahadev, all within the area of Yameshwara Tota. So when Gadadhar Pandit came to Puri to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his very nature, he wanted to be in a very quiet, simple, peaceful place. This was such a place. Before there was a temple, before there was even a deity of Gopinath, there was just a simple garden and large trees and a place where he would very happily chant the holy name and read Srimad Bhagavatam. The deity of Gopinath was found in this Yameshwara Tota area, in the garden area, the forested area. One day when he was reciting from the Srimad Bhagavatam and experiencing transcendental emotion, with his hand, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was scratching the earth. It wasn't just a scratch, he was digging the earth with intense emotion. And as he was moving his hand in that way, he hit something solid. And that something solid was the deity of Gopinath. And very carefully they removed the deity of Gopinath, which we now see on the altar. Very large deity. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the name Gopinath and asked Gadadhar Pandit if he would worship that deity. So Gadadhar Pandit began the worship of the deity and in fact took a vow, a kshetra sannyas vow, that he would two things: worship the deity for the rest of his life, and the other was not leave the dham, perpetually for the balance of his life stay in Puri. His understanding was that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would similarly stay in Puri. So this just gave him a good excuse to also stay in Puri. I've taken kshetra sannyas, I'm going to stay too. The history behind the deity, the tradition says that this deity was a self-manifesting deity that manifested at the time of Lord Brahma's speaking Sri Brahma Samhita. And that's a long time ago. Beginning, at least the beginning of the day of Lord Brahma. So very old deity of Gopinath. Seven manus ago, at least. The deity is in a sitting position. That's also something very unique. Have you ever seen a deity sitting? Deity of Krishna sitting? Gopinath is sitting. there's different explanations of why he is sitting. One of them is he was standing, and when Gadadhar Pandit became very old and couldn't place the crown and garlands upon the deity, to make it easy for Gadadhar, he sat down. Loving reciprocation with his dear devotee. Another is that it's like we have this nice painting of Gopal sitting on a rock, and there's a cow licking his hand or licking his body. So in the same manner, Gopinath is in a sitting position. So however it came to be that he's in a sitting position, he's in a sitting position. And I've seen pictures. Well, you're not supposed to take photos, but somehow somebody took a photo. Or the pujari with the right contribution took a photo, and he's sitting. And the pujari here, the temple managers here are very kindly disposed towards ISKCON and Hare Krishna devotees. In fact, you can see all these wonderful paintings. They don't just have Oriya captions, they have English captions. That's unique. And in part, it's some reciprocation with the Western visitors that have come here and helped support the temple from their nice contributions to the worship of the deity. And they maintain the temple, the deity worship, very nicely. The far left altar as we're facing, or the far right altar as the deity is facing us, is Balaram and Revati and Varuni. And Balaram's playing on his bugle. And the middle altar is Gopinath and Radha, and I assume it's Lalita. Lalita. Radha Madan Mohan is the far right altar, with Gaur Gadadhar, naturally, Gadadhar Pandit, Gaur Gadadhar, little Jagannath deity. I'm going to recite in our Mangalacharana prayers, we have these three prayers that are prayers for the Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana deities. Shriman Rasa Rasarambi Vangshi Vata Tata Stitaha Karshan Venus Vanayar Gopir Gopinatha Shriyestu Naha. Gopinath is the presiding deity of Prayojana. Prayojana means when one acts in one's relationship with the personality of Godhead, what results from that? The result of that is love for Krishna. And Gopinath is the presiding deity of love for Krishna, particularly love in the mood of the gopis. Here's the translation. Shri Srila Gopinath, who originated the transcendental mellow of the rasa dance, stands at the shore of the Vangshivat and attracts the attention of the cowherd damsels with the sound of his celebrated flute. May they all confer upon us their benediction. In Gaura Gonadesh Deepika, this is a book that describes in Gaura Leela who are they, who are these personalities in Lord Chaitanya's Leela, in Krishna's Leela. Because, as we discussed, Krishna and Lord Chaitanya are the same, and so Krishna's abode and Lord Chaitanya's abode are the same, and the personalities are the same personalities, just performing two different Leelas with the same Supreme Lord. So, Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radharani. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Gadadhar, there's Gadadhar Das and there's Gadadhar Pandit. Two different personalities. This is Gadadhar Pandit in our Panchatattva. He in Krishna's Leela is Srimati Radharani, and that's the love that Gadadhar Pandit had for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were with one another throughout their entire lives. They were almost the same age as young boys in Navadvip. And imagine being Gadadhar Pandit, being a classmate of Nimai Pandit, and internally you're Radha and internally he's Krishna. He had such love for Nimai Pandit. Natural, loving attraction. But there was a difficulty because Nimai Pandit, during his childhood pastimes, was not exhibiting the qualities of a lover of Krishna. His qualities were that of a wrangling, argumentative, puffed up, proud, arrogant scholar. Super scholar. A super scholar that defeated even Digvijay Pandit. But it didn't stop there. He would constantly pick debates with everybody. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, it's described, Gadadhar was walking home from school one day, and Nimai Pandit immediately confronted him. Hey, Gadadhar, answer my question. What's your question? Because his nature, Gadadhar's nature, was very gentle, mild, meek, very renounced, not interested in worldly things, just by his nature, even as a small child. Please tell me, according to the scripture, what is the meaning of liberation? When we speak of liberation, moksha, what does it mean? Gadadhar Pandit said, it's very clear, according to scripture, when one is liberated, one is no longer in contact with material nature and has no affinity for enjoying matter at all. That's what our scriptures describe as liberation. Chaitanya Bhagavat then describes, Nimai Pandit disagreed with his definition according to scripture and gave argument after argument until finally Gadadhar just put his hand on his ears and walked away. And one after the next, Nimai Pandit would challenge everybody and anybody. So there was this can't be without him and can't be around him spirit from Gadadhar. Just a natural love, but a disdain for the behavior and the lack of attraction for Krishna. He had such natural, inherent love for Krishna. So much so that when Ishvara Puri, who was on pilgrimage, when both of the boys were still quite young, Ishvara Puri came to Navadvip. And as we discussed, he stayed at the house of Gopinath Acharya, who was the brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And he stayed for nearly a month. And each day, he was having discussion on a book that he had written about Krishna's pastimes. Krishna Nilamrita, something like that was the title. His own authorship, just describing his appreciation of the glorious pastimes of Krishna. And Gadadhar Pandit was very happy because he was naturally attracted to Krishna and Krishna Katha. After some time, when Gadadhar Pandit and Ishvara Puri were both walking along the Ganga, he saw off in the distance near the bank of the Ganga a large tree. Underneath a large tree was a whole school of students. It was Nimai Pandit and his school. And he asked Gadadhar, who is that? There's so many students there. He said, oh, that's Nimai Pandit. He said, oh, I've heard of him. Would you kindly make an introduction? Do you know him? Oh, yes. He's my classmate. So Ishwara Puri and Nimai Pandit were introduced by Gadadhar Pandit. And immediately, Nimai Pandit, being from the family of Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi, immediately offered his respect to Ishwara Puri and requested Ishwara Puri to come to their home for lunch. So when Ishwara Puri arrived, Mahaprabhu, then Nimai Pandit, offered very nice service to Ishwara Puri. Mother Sachi cooked wonderful prasad, and Ishwara Puri accepted the prasad of Mother Sachi, and in this way Nimai Pandit rendered his first service to Ishwara Puri. Ishwara Puri said, I've written one book, and I understand that you're a very, very special scholar in grammar. So I have a request for you. I'd like to read every day from my book and have you correct whatever grammatical mistakes might be in my book. And Nimai Pandit said, you're a super excellent personality. How is it that there could be any mistakes, and it would be audacious of me to even consider making correction? He said, no. This is service I'm asking. If there's any discrepancy, I want that to be very, very carefully checked. Kindly accept my request to do this service. And so, to serve Ishwara Puri, he agreed. And so every day he was hearing from Ishwara Puri. Very happily hearing, checking for grammatical mistakes, of course. One day he made mention of something, the detail of which I can't remember, but something should be slightly different, some word referring to another word, it should be in a different tense or a different conjunction of the word, Nimai Pandit stated. So Ishwara Puri said, let me consider your message. And the next day, again at a scheduled time, they got together, and Ishwara Puri spoke and said, I've been thinking very carefully about the adjustment that you were suggesting. And the way that I made the presentation, it's what I intended it to be. This means that and so forth. So I want to leave it the way that it is. And Nimai Pandit, who was the intense debater, wrangler, arguer, who would defeat everybody, accepted defeat at the hand of Ishwara Puri very happily. His pride, at least in Leela, his pride was subdued in the presence of Ishwara Puri. Gadadhar Pandit, as Lord Chaitanya became interested in devotion after his initiation from Ishwara Puri, he was so absorbed in moods of love for Krishna that when he would begin to worship his Shalagram Shila, he would start to cry profusely, and his whole clothing and everything, the whole place would be drenched with his tears. He'd have to get up, take a bath, put on a dry cloth, sit down again and start to worship his Shila, and again in feelings of separation, cry and cry and make everything wet. And this went on so many times, he just said, I can't take responsibility for worshiping my Shila anymore. So he requested Gadadhar Pandit to worship his personal Shalagram Shila. Gadadhar was very happy to do any service for Nimai Pandit. Later, one time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hearing some description of Krishna, it invoked his intense love for Krishna, and he was calling out, Oh, Krishna, where have you gone? Where are you? Krishna, where can I find you? Like that. And Gadadhar Pandit was next to him. He said, Mahaprabhu, he's in your heart. Krishna's in your heart. So with his nails, he started ripping apart his heart. And Gadadhar Pandit very calmly put his hand on Lord Chaitanya's hand and said, no, you can't find him that way. It won't work that way. Please calm yourself. You'll find him through your love for him. Mother Sachi was watching because she was very concerned. Her son has become like a madman. So she so much appreciated how the calmness and peacefulness of Gadadhar Pandit could in effect control the eruptions of emotion of her son. So quietly she spoke to Gadadhar Pandit and said, please, my dear boy, stay always by the side of Nimai. I don't know what he might do, but you have an ability to calm him. Please stay with him always. So Gadadhar was very happy to receive that service too. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, it describes that when Lord Chaitanya had decided to take sannyas, he informed in advance just a handful of personalities. And one of those was Gadadhar. In fact, he was the second one. The first one that Lord Chaitanya informed was Lord Nityananda. And when Lord Chaitanya informed Lord Nityananda what his intention was, Lord Nityananda couldn't believe it. He was beside himself with grief. He said, how can you do this? The residents of Navadvip love you so much. If you take sannyas, you'll leave here. How will they maintain their lives? What to speak of Mother Sachi? In this world, she's lost everything but you. She lost all of her children. She lost Vishwaroop. She lost her husband. All she has is you, and you take sannyas? You'll kill her. Do you want to kill your mother? How can you do this? Please consider differently. Mahaprabhu spoke very calmly and very firmly. I must do this. I'm simply seeking your benediction, your blessing, your approval. Please allow me to do this. He could see that Lord Chaitanya's mind was firm and immovable. So whatever it is that you want, my Lord, I will accept. Very well. Let us go speak to Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit, when he heard that Lord Chaitanya was planning to take sannyas, he was stunned. He couldn't even speak. He just looked down, shook his head, and said, whatever you must do, I will accept. It was heartbreaking to hear that Lord Chaitanya would leave Navadvip. He, after so long of not being a devotee, has now become a devotee through association with Ishwara Puri. Now he's going to leave. It was like giving up his life. But he also could see the determination, immovable determination of Lord Chaitanya. So he also accepted. A pastime that took place before that, important pastime, was the initiation of Gadadhar Pandit. This is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Chaitanya had a dream, and in his dream he told the devotees, in my dream I saw a very great saintly personality was coming to Navadvip. I think this means that very soon some great personality will come. This is my premonition. So shortly thereafter, Pundarik Vidyanidhi came to Navadvip. And nobody in Navadvip knew him except for Mukunda Datta. Mukunda Datta and Pundarik Vidyanidhi were from the same ancestral place. But Pundarik Vidyanidhi came to be in Lord Chaitanya's association, and also because Navadvip was a seat of high learning, and he was a vastly learned personality and a pure devotee of the Lord. Mukunda Datta went to Gadadhar Pandit and said, there's a very great personality. You remember Lord Chaitanya's dream? That great personality has come, and I know him. I'd like you to meet him. He's a very advanced devotee. I'm sure you'll be very happy. So Gadadhar Pandit said, let's go. Take me there at once. And when Mukunda Datta and Gadadhar Pandit came into the presence of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Gadadhar Pandit was shocked, because Pundarik Vidyanidhi, apparently by external appearances, was an extreme sense gratifier. And Gadadhar Pandit's mood, not only was he pure in his devotion, but his inclination naturally was very renounced, very simple, very pure. He had no attraction for material opulences and so forth. And when he saw Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he was lying or reclining on one of those long reclining seat beds with white velvet backing and bolsters, with a beautiful silk canopy over his head, and dressed in the finest of silk garments with perfumes and vessels of various drinking items, and somebody fanning him, and Gadadhar Pandit was thinking, why has Mukunda Datta brought me here? Let me out of this place. You know what that's like, kind of feeling. Mukunda Datta knew the mind of Gadadhar Pandit. So immediately, he recited a very beautiful verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, where Uddhava was appreciating the qualities of the gopis. And as he recited the verse, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, just hearing this verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, became charged with ecstatic emotion. His whole body began to tremble, so much so that he fell off his nice, beautiful seat and knocked over the table with all of the juices and items and fell onto the ground. And Mukunda Datta continued to recite and sing, because Mukunda Datta was an excellent singer, sing more verses and more verses. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi was exhibiting the highest stages of ecstasy. And then he stopped. And Gadadhar Pandit realized, this isn't a worldly person. By external appearances, that's who he is. But his real identity was not seen by me. His real identity is a most elevated devotee. And in my mind, I've made this terrible offense towards him. He didn't say anything, but he was thinking something that was very offensive, given the actual position of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So when Pundarik Vidyanidhi came to external consciousness, Gadadhar Pandit was extremely humble, begging for Pundarik Vidyanidhi's forgiveness, indicating that I thought of you as a gross sense gratifier and worldly person. I had no idea that you were such a devotee. Mukunda Datta told me, but when I saw you this other way, I thought differently. I made a big offense, and I'd like to atone for that offense by very humbly submitting myself at your lotus feet and requesting that you accept me as your disciple. So Pundarik Vidyanidhi very happily accepted such a qualified disciple as Gadadhar Pandit. At the next auspicious day, Gadadhar Pandit was initiated by Pundarik Vidyanidhi. In Gaura Gonatesh Deepika, Pundarik Vidyanidhi was Vrishabhanu. Vrishabhanu is the father of Srimati Radharani. So the father of Radharani initiated Radharani. Pundarik Vidyanidhi became the initiating spiritual master of Gadadhar Pandit. Here in Puri, after Gadadhar Pandit came to Puri and became situated here at Tota Gopinath, there's a description found in Chaitanya Charitamrita where Ballabha Bhatta came to Puri. And it's not a very complimentary portrayal of Ballabha Bhatta. He was very anxious to show his scholarship before Lord Chaitanya, who was the opposite of willing to hear that erudition and scholarship of Ballabha Bhatta. So Ballabha Bhatta came here to Tota Gopinath temple, appreciating the very elevated qualities of Gadadhar Pandit and his vast scholarship. So he was requesting Gadadhar Pandit to hear from him his writings, saying explicitly, if you appreciate and you inform Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how nice my writing is, maybe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will hear my writing. And Gadadhar Pandit was, used the same expression, between a rock and a hard place. He knew that Lord Chaitanya didn't approve of the mood of pride of Ballabha Bhatta, because on many occasions he dismissed him. But on the other hand, here's a brahmana, a great personality, requesting that I hear from him. So he didn't know what to do. He didn't want to say yes and he didn't want to say no. He was stuck. So he was simply praying within the core of his heart that Lord Chaitanya would forgive him, would understand the circumstance and forgive him for this transgression of acting outside of the will of Lord Chaitanya. Later on, Lord Chaitanya praised him that your exclusive shelter and devotion to me has won my heart and it pleases me very much. It's also described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day taking darshan of Jagannath and then going to Siddha Bakul and giving his association to Haridas Thakur and bringing Mahaprasad from the temple for Haridas Thakur, he would then come here to Tota Gopinath every day for 2 to 3 hours and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Each time I say this or think of this, it's hard to even say. How do you think? What was that like? Gadadhar Pandit, Radharani, in the mood of Radharani, speaking Srimad Bhagavatam to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu liked this way of having his own devotee speak and Mahaprabhu would listen. That happened with Ramananda Roy. Lord Chaitanya asked questions, Ramananda Roy gave the answers. In Harinam Chintamani, written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Lord Chaitanya is asking questions about the holy name and Haridas Thakur is giving answers about the holy name. And here at Tota Gopinath, Lord Chaitanya is eager to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and he's hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from his own devotee, Gadadhar Pandit. It's this mood of humility, having nothing to do with position or whatever else one might think about, seniority, whatever. It's in the mood of humility, whoever can speak nicely the message of Krishna consciousness Lord Chaitanya was exhibiting, he wanted to hear from them. They all felt that he was simply using them as an instrument through which he would speak. He was like a puppeteer pulling strings, and they were like the puppet, and he was making them dance. Very much like the same metaphor that Srila Prabhupada used when he arrived at the Boston Harbor, saying, "My dear Lord, you have brought me here. I don't know why you brought me here." It's to bring the message of Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness, to a place that's simply filled with passion and ignorance. How are they going to understand this message? But if you like, you can make me dance, you can make me dance, you can make me dance as you like. I'll just be your puppet. You can move me as you wish. So Gadadhar Pandit would speak Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hear Srimad Bhagavatam for 2 to 3 hours every day. Specifically, Chaitanya Charitamrita says that he would hear the pastimes, very favorite pastimes of everyone from Srimad Bhagavatam, not just 10th canto, but the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj. And after hearing the whole narration 100 times, Lord Chaitanya would say, "Say it again, say it again." Meaning it's ever fresh. It's never, "Oh, I've heard that story before, tell me another one." Because part of the secret, open secret, of going deeply into spiritual subject matters is to hear it again and hear it again. And the deeper cleansing, purifying action of the message goes more deeply. Because it's not just the storyline, it's the spiritual potency, the bhava, the loving exchange between the Lord and His devotees, the potency of the spiritual message comes out. It's not like something material. Prabhupada gives the example of sugar cane. You can chew on sugar cane and then spit it out. And someone comes along and picks out this spit out sugar cane and chews on the fiber. There's no juice. It's gone already. Or our Western example is gum. People chew gum. Take somebody else's gum and chew the gum that's already been chewed, like, yuck. But this is not material. The Srimad Bhagavatam is, the more you chew it, or the more you speak the subject matter, or the more you churn the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam, it becomes ever fresh and filled with transcendental juice, transcendental happiness and satisfaction. Lord Chaitanya was very expert in relishing transcendental mellow, and so he would say, "Say it again, say it again." Later, Maharaj Prataparudra, after he received the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would also come regularly and hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. I'll make available, there's a painting, a color painting, of commissioned by King Prataparudra, of himself paying obeisances before Lord Chaitanya and his associates, sitting on the banks of, it's either sitting on the banks of Narendra Sarovar, or perhaps right here at Totokopinath, but it looks like Narendra Sarovar, where Prataparudra Maharaj is flat, stretched out flat, before Gadadhar Pandit, who is sitting speaking. There's Lord Chaitanya. There's Lord Nityananda. And over on this side, looking at the painting from where I'm sitting, over on this side or from your side, over here on the right-hand side, is Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur is hanging some clothing to dry. When we were at, I noticed that painting was above the Murti of Haridas Thakur. Just that part with Haridas with a little beard, standing, just wearing gamsha, and hanging his cloth to dry. Very famous painting. Indicating, at the centerpiece of it is not just Prataparudramar submitting himself in surrender to all the Vaishnavas, particularly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Gadadhar Pandit's role as the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this place has that essence where the Supreme Lord came to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and such an essential part of the Hare Krishna movement or ISKCON is that same Srila Prabhupada translating Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto in Vrindavan before he came, and the importance that Prabhupada gave to Srimad Bhagavatam for bringing forward the message of Lord Chaitanya, which was his order. And what was the medium for that? Srimad Bhagavatam. Also Chaitanya Charitamrita and the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which are the five Shiksha sections of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the foundation for them is Srimad Bhagavatam. How important was Srimad Bhagavatam? Every morning in all the temples of ISKCON, Srimad Bhagavatam class. Prabhupada's dedication to translate the 12 cantos in 60 volumes, how many times, you know, he spoke about that. His mission of giving the teachings of Lord Chaitanya was through that medium. And here in Tota Gopinath Temple is where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. Another very wonderful pastime related to Gadadhar Pandit was when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to leave Puri and go to Vrindavan. When Lord Chaitanya informed Gadadhar Pandit that he was going to take sannyas, that was horrible. But then he came to Puri and took Kshetra sannyas along with Mahaprabhu. But when Mahaprabhu was going to leave Puri, he already had this Kshetra sannyas, I can't leave Puri. So when Lord Chaitanya started to leave, along with King Prataparudra and all the associates of Lord Chaitanya, Gadadhar Pandit wanted to go, but he had this vow to not go. But he wanted to go, but he couldn't go. So what do? He left. He broke his vow. And as he was traveling along, Lord Chaitanya scolded him. Gadadhar, go back. You can't leave. You can't leave your service like this. And Gadadhar Pandit said, if it means that I lose your association to keep my vow, to hell with my vow. I'm going with you. Lord Chaitanya said, you do like this and the bad reputation will come to me for breaking your vow. Go back. Gadadhar Pandit immediately said, oh, I won't travel with you. I'll go some other direction. Don't worry, the reputation won't go to you. He was denying Lord Chaitanya's order. Directly. And he continued. And they went some very long distance, heading in a northerly direction. And at a particular place where they were crossing river, Gadadhar Pandit's path and their path crossed. Lord Chaitanya ordered him, Gadadhar, you've already broken two vows. You've disobeyed me, and you've broken your Kshetra sannyas. So be satisfied with that. Now go back. And if I'm asking for my purpose, Your life is to serve my desire, not your own. That's you, Gadadhar Pandit. So now I'm telling you, it's my desire. Go back to Puri. And with that, he got on a boat and crossed the river. Gadadhar fell to the ground, unconscious. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was by his side and picked him up and said, just see how much love Lord Chaitanya has for you. That it's like Krishna upholding the vow of Grandfather Bhishma and breaking his own. Against his own volition, Lord Chaitanya has so much love for you, there's nothing he would rather have than your association. But he's subordinating his own desire for upholding your word. How much love he has for you. And embraced him and consoled him, and Gadadhar came back to Jagannath Puri. Well, Lord Chaitanya never made it to Vrindavan. He made it as far as Ramakeli, where he gave his association to Rupa and Sanatan. Upon Sanatan's advice, he then returned to Puri, told all the thousands of people that were traveling with him, you stay in Puri, I'm going alone, or at most with one person. But when he got to Puri, he said to everybody, I couldn't leave Puri without the blessing of Gadadhar Pandit. His unhappiness was breaking my heart. I couldn't continue. Gadadhar, please give your blessing. Gadadhar Pandit said, who are we to give our permission to you, who are the independent Lord? But if you would kindly stay here for the 4 months of the rainy season and then go to Vrindavan. So Lord Chaitanya submitted to the request of Gadadhar Pandit and then went alone. Gadadhar stayed here independently. It's said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his disappearance, we know a lot about his appearance because it's written in Chaitanya Charitamrita elaborately, as well as Chaitanya Bhagavat. But his disappearance, there's not so much written about. It is said that he entered into the altar of Tota Gopinath, entered into the body of Tota Gopinath, and that was his disappearance, Leela. I've not seen, but I've been told that there's a mark either on the knee or on the chest of the deity of Gopinath that shows that's where Lord Chaitanya entered his body. And that's his disappearance, Leela. How dear was Tota Gopinath to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as was Gadadhar to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's also said that Gadadhar Pandit similarly left this world in the same way, entering into the body of Tota Gopinath. Just prior to Lord Chaitanya's departure from this world, he told Gadadhar Pandit that there's a very wonderful devotee named Srinivas. He isn't even born yet. No, maybe by that time Srinivas was born. Srinivas will come here and I want you to instruct him in Srimad Bhagavatam. I want you to train him so he'll be qualified to speak Srimad Bhagavatam very nicely. Please do this service for me. After that, Lord Chaitanya left the world, entering into the body of Tota Gopinath. The one thing that was maintaining Gadadhar Pandit's life in the absence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the order of Mahaprabhu, or the service that had been given to him. So he waited. This life of Srinivasacharya describes Gadadhar Pandit was weeping and weeping and weeping, hardly able to eat, hardly able to sleep, hardly able to maintain his life. The thread that was holding him was this instruction of Mahaprabhu. And when Srinivas came here and saw Gadadhar in that condition, he began crying and crying and crying, because he had received this instruction also to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. And when Gadadhar Pandit began instructing him, the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam were completely soaked with his tears. And so he said, in order to instruct you, I'm going to need a dry Srimad Bhagavatam, one that's not destroyed like this. So Srinivas went all the way to Nadahari in Shikanda to receive another copy, and by the time he came back, Gadadhar Pandit was gone. So many nice pastimes of loving exchange between Lord Chaitanya and Gadadhar Pandit and his devotees took place here. One time, Lord Nityananda came to visit Gadadhar Pandit, and he had a large quantity of first-class rice that had been brought from Bengal and some very special cloth to be used for the deity. And Gadadhar Pandit very expertly made a feast with the rice and the tamarind that was from the tree in the back, and prepared prasad. And immediately Lord Chaitanya came and said, "Oh, you've not invited me, you're having a festival." And so the three of the five Panchatattva members sat here at Tota Gopinath, honoring the prasad of Gadadhar Pandit and speaking Krishna Katha together in a very jubilant way. The meeting and separation is a theme. Hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Gadadhar Pandit meeting Lord Chaitanya on a daily basis, here, the feeling of separation of Gadadhar Pandit for Lord Chaitanya when he left to go to Vrindavan to look for Krishna. Very, very special place with spiritual significance. So we'll stay here for some time and have kirtan, enjoy the pleasing atmosphere. There's going to be an aarti at 12:30, so that kind. So we can, you know, probably be prepared for that after some time. And if anybody in the group gets separated, we're going. Oh, yeah. Right across outside the main gate, you see the garden with the trees. And then there's this sloping, sandy hill. I've been told that that's Chatak Parvat. Yes? Where's our... Chatak Parvat. Okay. We mentioned Chatak Parvat this morning. Is there, can you see it from the other side also? Is that maybe why I don't recognize it? Chatak Parvat can be viewed from the other side? We're seeing from this side. One can see from the other side also? The road is not good. But can one see from the other side? Because I've seen Chatak Parvat that doesn't look like this.
You cannot go inside. You can't get into the bathroom.
Yeah, that's not what I said. Okay.
Back side there, you can see.
Cannot see.
No, there's tree, somebody's house.
The Leela that's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I'll repeat it again. He spoke briefly this morning. But with his group of devotees, Lord Chaitanya was traveling along the road, and he saw this little hill, sand dune, described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Along the beach, or any this beach or any beach, there periodically there's piles of sand just created by the forces of nature, the wind and sand, and some places form sand dunes. So he passed by this sand dune of Chataparvat. And because his, again, like we were discussing this morning, his eagerness and his anticipation to see Krishna, the Lord of his life, was so strong that instead of seeing the sand dune, he saw Govardhan Hill. And seeing Govardhan Hill, it intensified his feelings for Krishna, and his thought of Krishna became so strong that Krishna manifested. He saw Krishna. And seeing Krishna, he who he was so eager, enthusiastic to have the darshan of, he ran like the wind. And the other devotees running behind him ran as fast as they could, but they weren't as fast as the wind. So Lord Chaitanya was far surpassing them in speed, but very much like the mood of his approaching Jagannath at the Jagannath temple when he first came, his mood became so powerful, his body became stunned. He couldn't move. A symptom of ecstasy. And then he fell to the ground. In an unconscious condition. Just from seeing this, like walking along the street and seeing a sand dune, his intensity of love for Krishna was so great. The Chaitanya Charitamrita describes very slowly, because they were older and couldn't move so quickly, Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati, they eventually caught up. And when Lord Chaitanya came to external consciousness, he asked, Brahmananda Bharati, Paramananda Puri, what are you doing here? And some reply something like, just to see you, my Lord, we've come here. Please let us go back now to Gambira. So this pastime, Chataparvat pastime, is taking place right across the street from where we are right now. Here at Tota Govina. Srila Gadadhar Pandit ki, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.